Watch, America's oldest World War II veteran celebrates his 112th birthday. By Amy Furr on September 13, 2021. The nation's oldest World War II veteran enjoyed an exciting time with friends and family as they partied for his 112th birthday on Sunday. Lawrence Brooks served with the United States Army once he was drafted in 1940. He was born in Norwood, Louisiana, in 1909 but eventually relocated to New Orleans in 1929 where he currently makes his home, WDSU reported. When he returned from the war, he got married and the couple had 5 children. Now, his family consists of 13 grandchildren and 22 great-grandchildren. Brooks celebrated his birthday over the weekend at his home in Central City as neighbors gathered to enjoy a drive-by celebration hosted by the National World War II Museum, according to Stars and Stripes. The museum usually throws a party for Brooks, but due to the coronavirus pandemic, the festivities were brought to his home for the past 2 years. The museum shared photos of the event and said it arranged a small birthday celebration with cake, a performance from the museum's vocal trio, the Victory Bells, and a Jeep parade courtesy of Cajun Outcast Jeep Club and North Shore Wrangler Association. The pictures showed the veteran waving from his porch as residents gathered on the sidewalk to honor him. Fox 61 reporter Carmen Chow shared a video clip of dancers and musicians filling the street and another clip of the Victory Bell singing "You Are My Sunshine" to Brooks. Additional video showed neighbors and members of the media gathered around Brooks and cheering before wishing him a happy birthday. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards posted a photo of himself with the veteran and described him as a proud Louisianan. "Mr. Brooks, the entire state of Louisiana thanks you for your service and we all wish you a joyous birthday," he wrote. The week before the celebration, Donald Remy, who is Deputy Secretary of Veterans Affairs, met with Brooks at the New Orleans Veterans Medical Center and the veteran had this advice for others: "Serve God and be nice to people."